36. Gupta.
So, what do you think? I announced proudly as I swept my golden brush to one side. Magnificently terrible, is it not? What I presented was my first completed chamber of what would become the most terrifying, blood-washed dungeon across the multiverse. It took a while to bring it up to my specifications. I am very exacting in my standards of death, maiming, and torture, after all. But I felt that I finally had what I affectionately named the welcome mat up to snuff.
I don't get it,
was the immediate reply from my audience.
I don't see anything that would scare a minnow here.
That audience in the bowels of Poseidon was small, consisting only of Organis and my soon-to-be test subject, good old Crabface. And it was he who had spoken. Not that there was much good about Crabface, to be fair. I had to admit, I shared Barnabas's, the great Ice King of Amorphis, opinion on him, in that I too would have immediately forgotten about Crabface after killing him. Still, even though Crabface was a bit of a failure, no matter how powerful he might have seemed, I couldn't help but wonder if he wouldn't make a fine addition to G-Unit. What can I say? I love an underdog story. Perhaps that was why I asked my liege to allow me to use him for this particular purpose. Garrett was more than game, especially once I explained that no true harm would happen to the giant Amorphi Crab Man. Now, to be fair to Crabface, the stone chamber I had excavated with the power of the golden brush looked surprisingly innocent for something that came from my mind. I had made sure to have the proper decor of the Dungeon Necromancer Lord King Master's entryway. The skulls of 1,000 species were lovingly carved into the walls to create a breathtaking mosaic of death. And the floors had an irregular pattern of marble tiles just off-kilter enough to make any sane person question which were pressure plates and which were safe to stand on. But, despite all the general decoration, there were no flaming pits, no walls of spikes, no slavering hordes of hobgoblins, and certainly no undead beasts hungering for the flesh of the living. Hence, to the eyes of a former Amorphi high priest turned cursed giant crab man, it was not the least bit fearful at all. Organis wasn't fooled, but why would he be? The elder Tartarin was tied into the very stones of this place, and it was through the power he infused into the brush I held that I could easily work the wonders I had here, though I could have done this on my own in time. I was Gupta the Hobgoblin King, after all. If that is what you think, my friend, I said with a disarmingly wide grin that showed all my sharp teeth, you could always give it a closer look without test mode on. When Crabface actually made to move past me and scuttle through the empty arch, I thrust my arm out to bar his way. Stop! No, I wasn't serious.
What?
He grumbled, his deep, rough voice rumbling in his shell.
Do you think I can't take it? I can't find a way through your little death trap or whatever it is?
Then he laughed at the very concept. I almost let Crabface march off to his doom. But doing that could mess with Garrett's plans. The last thing he needed was to have his aura drain suddenly and unexpectedly as it tried to keep the cocky fish crab man alive. That was even assuming Garrett could keep him alive. What with my liege off doing work in a whole other dimension and, well, Garrett and I were tight. So I wasn't going to do anything that would get him in a bind or get his minions splattered. We were bros. No homo. It doesn't matter what I think, I said simply. It matters what I know, which is that you will die a screaming, horrible, burning, dissolving, bloody death if I let you step in there. I lowered my arm to clear his path. Which means test mode. With that, I looked over at Organus and gave a nod to the tentacular Tartarin. His tentacles flicked around a few times, a gesture I had learned in our days of dungeon experimentation as a nod. As he made the motion, a message chimed across my eyes and in my head.
Your dungeon room, the welcome mat, is now set to test mode. All traps, weapons, enchantments, and minions will neither inflict nor take lethal damage. However, all sensations will be completely realistic unless you manually change the level of sensation. Would you like to do so now?
Wonder if this is what it was like for Garrett when he was the god of his system. In the process of building this one room of ultimate doom, I had seen more of these messages than I ever had in my time with my liege. I could only imagine how many more of these constant pings and annoyances he had to deal with. It made me respect him just a little more. Maybe it also meant I was getting to be more of a god myself, I considered, as I mentally told the dungeon no. After all, it's not much of a test if I altered the results, right? I lifted my arm and stepped aside with an evil grin. There, Crabface. I look forward to your imminent success.
Of course I'll succeed.
Crabface flexed the impressive muscles of his amorphy upper half, then stepped across the threshold.
Because I am an amorphy high priest, and my name is...
Before he could say his name, his entire crabman body set foot in the room, and then all hell broke loose. In a simulated fashion, anyway. As his right front leg clacked down on just the right place, Crabface let out a sudden squeak of pain, the kind of cry that you'd expect from a paper cut and no real wound. He pulled back that leg in alarm, just as a simulated wall slammed down to seal the chamber off from the hallway in which Organus and I stood. The cool thing was, as it was a simulation of shadow magic, we could still observe the festivities. Though, to be fair, I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference between simulation and reality. That was the immense power of the dungeon core in play.
The mithril needles were an insightful touch,
Organus noted, his tone cool and clinical.
Thin enough to be near invisible, yet hard enough to punch through almost any armor.
He let out a gurgling cough as Crabface spun in shock to see himself trapped. Already, His face was contorting, the special surprise dosed on the spikes flowing through his bloodstream.
That, and you went ahead and made them invisible, anyway.
The agony in Crabface's eyes as he staggered back let me know that he knew that the poison, while invisible, had been made by an incredibly handsome man. And that man was Gopta, the Hobgoblin King. Well, I think that's fair, I mused. Any true dungeon delver would be sweeping the floor to search for triggers or pressure plates, and they'd feel the needles. I gestured towards the phantom wall, and the stomping, bumbling monster who was now staggering back towards the trigger for the next delight. But Crabface here is so full of himself that he's just stomping. It wasn't the crabman's scream that cut me off, as his fleshy was currently dissolving from the inside out. No, it was the terrible grinding sound of the left wall opening wide. Even louder was the tremendous thunder of, well, I lost count of how many gallons of near-freezing water in the reservoir beyond. It funneled through the wide-gapped grating and slammed into the entrance room with skull-crushing force. Now, Crabface was made of stern stuff, too stern to get crushed by all the water, and he almost looked amused when he was thrown against the far wall. After all, he was an amphibious creature, but I expected that 90% of our potential invaders wouldn't be. Besides, it wasn't like water was the only thing that was waiting in that trap. 2 dozen glowing jewels rushed forward through the phantom waves, the precursor to what was coming through the dark waves. See, one big plus to working with Organis's core was that it brought with all the knowledge of the mega-predators of Amorphi. Now, I had intimate experience fighting, killing, and being killed by these things. So when I wanted an introductory experience for my dungeon, I knew just what to pick. When the jewels sparked, they revealed the sleek forms of the spiny purple scales of Prince Fishers, the smaller cousins of the feared kingfishers that dwelled in the Amorphi oceans. I found that they were even meaner than their dragon-sized kin. Also, they were a lot easier to fit into death traps. So there was that. Crabface recognized them too, and that's when his eyes went wide and pleading. He took a look toward where he knew that Organis and I were watching, 2 of his legs already sloughing off in a simulated fashion from the extremely handsome poison running through his body. The baby had already had enough, and he wanted this test to be over now.
So, Gopta, king of the Hobgoblins, mighty vassal of Garrett Andrews.
Organis began as the electric fish unhinged their piranha-like jaws and rushed for Crabface.
Are you a merciful dungeon lord? Or are you a dark and terrible master?
I scoffed. As if that were a question. I caught Crabface's watering eyes. How the black hells did that work when he was underwater, even phantom water? And raised my fist towards him, oriented to give him the thumbs up of mercy. Then I turned my thumb down. What? I had to test the dungeon, didn't I? Crabface's eyes went wide for only a moment before his tensed body just relaxed. At that moment, I knew why Barnabas had beaten him, why Garrett had done the same when he had been given his super crab body. Crabface just didn't have the grit to keep going. He gave in to his fate instead of railing against it. To fight your imminent demise with every muscle and power and nerve and breath, that was the mark of greatness. The difference between a hero and the forgotten. Then the Prince Fisher started biting and tearing and shocking. The Phantom Waters turned into a mess of simulated chum and blood. It was so realistic, so amazingly lifelike, that I wondered if I could learn the shadow magic that powered it myself. It was something to explore in the future. But for now, I think we've got our answer, I said with a grin. With a wave of the golden brush, I canted the spell to end the simulation, to dispel all the shadow and bring us back to reality. The water was gone. The Prince Fishers back in their pen, the mithril needles retracted. Crabface collapsed in a heap, his limbs whole once more, and every bit of flesh where it should be. What do you think, Organus?
I approve, Gopta.
The Tartarin gurgled enthusiastically.
I believe you have a bright future as my dungeon's keeper.
His tentacles flailed in what I guessed was excitement, while Crabface simply blubbered on the floor, giving thanks to his gods for being alive. And to think, he still had two more traps to set off. I let out a deep chuckle. Indeed, my friend. My meaty frame shook as I felt a good, old-fashioned, maniacal laugh come on. This is just the beginning.